This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls. When you call, we put you on the air. About whatever you want. Otherwise, we'll talk about things that are kind of interesting to us. And one of those stories that we've been covering is the one involving my tenants and their couch. There's a new update on that as of today. And I think I mentioned, I think it was last night's show that we became aware that something was amiss when it came to the courtroom situation here in Keene, New Hampshire. We reported it toward the end of the program. The allegations that the judge... the so-called judge, Mr. Burke, had rescinded the cameras, the ability for people to have cameras in the court. And today we did a little more digging, found out what the actual situation is. It's not that cameras have been completely banned. It's just that the judge is no longer allowing multiple cameras in the court.
Okay.
So as you know from this program, we told you that a few weeks back, there were some changes that happened in the court because of some of the civil disobedience activists here, particularly Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He promised the judge that he was going to be going into the court and he was going to pan his camera in the court no matter what the judge said, and possibly facing arrest as a result of doing that. And it was that day that the judge decided to change his policy about cameras and allow panning in the courtroom. And it was that same day that the judge also allowed multiple cameras into the court. Then the next time people went into this particular judge's court, he also allowed multiple cameras in. So it seemed to be a consistent new policy that anybody who brings a recording device would be allowed in. So all of a sudden, today, or yesterday and today, we discovered that things had changed, and it's because Mr. Burke has issued an order. And in this order, and presumably he's ordering his minions, the people that work at the court, his subservient associates that he works with there, the guys, the
bailiffs and
yeah,
such.
Yeah, the bailiffs and the clerk and those people. He is ordering them to mandate what they call pool coverage. So it's basically going back to the situation that it was before, except now with panning. So still, the things have moved in our direction. They've just taken a step backward toward totalitarianism. In that the one camera that will be allowed in is allowed to pan, whereas before it was only one camera allowed, and they couldn't even pan the camera. So still, technically, we've gained a little bit of ground, but we've also lost some as well. And so basically what he's saying here is that, no, you can't bring your own camera in. Only one person can bring a camera in, and then anybody else that wants to get their hands on the footage is supposed to, you're supposed to coordinate that. So, for instance...
Why does it matter how many cameras are in the courtroom?
Well, according to his order, he says that... I'll just go ahead and give you an excerpt here. The court has received at least two requests for access to the courtroom for purposes of creating video recordings of the proceedings in this case. Furthermore, the defendant's arraignment, there were at least three video cameras observed to be operating. The court considers this to be disruptive of the proper and orderly administration of justice.
Orderly.
Accordingly, the
court,
it's disruptive, apparently, to have multiple video cameras. So there you go, Julia. Couldn't you tell from the footage that those cameramen were hooting and hollering back there? And
that's what I was going to say. I don't understand why it's disruptive.
I don't really. I don't understand it either. You know, what I might maybe suggest is that I could see that if all of the people that wanted to bring in cameras were contacting the court and asking for permission, that could become a bit of a bureaucratic snafu, could be a bit of a problem where they're having to deal with all of these different requests and having to approve and all of that. Whereas if you just show up with the camera and try to get into the court with the camera, you haven't burdened the court at all. You're just showing up with your camera and you're getting into the court. So I think that might be a helpful situation if people were to just show up with cameras instead of calling to ask the court, because this is apparently a confusing process for the court, allowing multiple people in with cameras. So the judge has exercised its discretion.
That's not what I'm hearing from this. I'm hearing that he's saying that too many cameramen cause a disruption.
I'm trying to give him a benefit, the benefit of the doubt here. It could be disruptive in that in advance they're having problems. because the actual disruption the day of is non-existent. The cameramen go into the court. They are very nicely told where they should be. They go and they quietly set up and they record and then they leave. So nobody disrupted anything. But anyway, the judge has made his ruling and he has issued his order, and that's how it's going to be, apparently. However, some of the activists are not too pleased with this. I am one of them, because I think that there's a problem with this this pool requirement, which essentially says that if WMUR, the main television station here in New Hampshire, was to show up, and Cheshire TV, a public access channel, was to show up, and a couple other people were to show up, and they all wanted to get footage of one particular trial, and let's presume these are all entities that are actually in competition with one another, you know, some level of commercial competition. Well, if they all have to pool their coverage, that means one of those people will be selected. So perhaps the WMUR, since they're the big boy, they'll be selected and they'll have their cameraman allowed to come into the court and record while everybody else is prevented from doing so. Well, they're supposed to coordinate with everybody else to where they will have to get a copy of their footage to all of the other entities. Now, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com says this is typical in government courts. He's used to this, so he doesn't care about this. He's not going to be protesting this decision by the judge. So he's out as far as going and making an issue of this. However, I still think it's problematic, because what if you're trying to get a story to your listeners and your viewers, and you're sitting there waiting on whatever the agency is, whatever your competitor, essentially, is taking who knows how long it will take them to process the video and put it up for download? I mean, back in the old days, you'd have to pass around a tape. At least today, because of the internet, you could take your tape and you could essentially rip a copy of the tape to a computer, put it up on the internet, and possibly have it for download. But even then, you're not going to be offering a full quality file to everybody else. So if you're talking about full quality, you're talking about an incredibly large, multiple gigabyte file. So it's more possible to distribute this today than it was 10 or 20 years ago. But still, it's going to leave those people that aren't the selected ones out in the cold until whoever it is that was selected to record the footage happens to feel like giving the footage over to them.
Well, I agree with you that this is less than optimum. However, I'm sort of with Dave Ridley that this is, you know, nothing unusual, so not worth getting too bent out of shape about. But I can also see an additional problem in that, you know, the cameraman who's working for whatever agency out there, whatever organization, isn't going to necessarily take the footage that another cameraman would.
It's a creative problem.
Yeah, it's a creative problem.
Yeah, and somebody who's a videographer should have a real problem with this, because I could come in and I could have my camera set in a widescreen format, and I could be shooting in a widescreen format, whereas WMUR might be shooting in a 4x3 standard, older television style format. What if I have creative differences with that? What if I don't want to air that? What if they pan their camera in a different way that I would pan? What if they zoom in or zoom out in a different way that I would zoom in or zoom out? So there are creative differences that come into play here as well. And that's an insult to those videographers. And in addition, it's an insult to anybody that wants to be the media. You're being told that, sorry, you don't have the right to be the media in this government courtroom. You're going to have to bow down and obey these arbitrary rules and demands that we've made up because, well, having more than one camera is disruptive to the administration of justice.
What if there were 100 people who wanted to set up their cameras in the courtroom?
Well, if there were 100 people, they'd probably have to move to a new courtroom because it'd be standing room only in there. Well, I mean, if there were 100 people in this particular court, they don't have more than
cameramen.
I know. If there were 100 people that wanted to come
to
this
trial, what if there were 20?
I think that anybody that wants to bring a camera or a recording device into a so-called public trial should be able to.
Just asking.
Freedom of the press and all of that, you know? So what's going to happen? Well, here's another point. They've decided to apparently delay the trial that they're demanding that I go to as a result of all this. So those of you who've been hearing us talk about this trial they want to force me into, it was going to be on the 29th of October. Now it's been moved to the 14th of November in the afternoon. So it's at 1:30 in the afternoon now. And the alleged reason for this is because the media needs time, sufficient time to arrange the pool coverage. You know, I guess the government bureaucrats think the media people are as inefficient, slow, and bureaucratic as they are. So they've given us an extra 2 weeks, which is fine by me. It gives us more time to get our ducks in a row. More on the way here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And as we were discussing during the break, there's actually been some changes made to the Free Talk Live BBS. It's very rare that any moderation actually goes on the Free Talk Live BBS. In fact, when you join the forum, it does make it very, very clear that you're joining a virtually unmoderated forum. Very rare that any sort of moderation happens in that. Pretty much any content is okay. There's an ignore button, so if you don't like what somebody's posting, you can click ignore, and you really don't have to be subjected to what it is that they say. However, the ignore button has its faults, and one of the faults the ignore button has is that when you click the ignore button on somebody, if you're reading a thread, you cannot read what they're saying, and that's the intention, but if they post a thread and you're looking at just a list of all the different threads in the forum, you can still see their threads that they posted there. So if they're posting offensive things in the name of the thread, you cannot ignore those.
I see.
Plus, somebody who's brand new to the forum shows up for the first time, they see all these offensive threads, and they might think...
But offensive is really... I don't like that word, because...
What do you mean?
Your BBS is the most offensive place on the internet.
Free Talk Live BBS, where all the trolls go.
Right, really?
It's like a BBS of trolls.
It is.
What are you doing?
It's a gladiator pit.
It kind of is a BBS of trolls, which really makes sense because the BBS, the Free Talk Live BBS, there's really no banning involved. In fact, things that other websites, other internet forums would ban people that we typically don't ban people for, and lots of people come to the BBS and say, I've been banned on every other internet forum except for this one.
It's true. I mean, I'm pretty proud of the fact that the BBS is virtually unmoderated. However, there is that qualifier there of virtually, which means that there is a possibility that you could be banned. We have banned people for coming in and spamming, coming in with big Asian penises or whatever it is that that they're putting in there, and that's just it's just not necessary. They're not trying to have a conversation with anybody. They're trying to promote a website or something like that, and they post the same thread five times throughout the forum.
But I just don't like the idea of you banning offensive stuff, because all you're specifically talking about is one brand of what could supposedly be offensive, which currently the brand of the day is racism. But
it's been that way from day one.
What about all the porn on the BBS? There are lots of people that would find that offensive, and you don't have a problem with that.
It's been that way since day one on the forum. The no racism rule has been there.
Yeah, but you haven't really enforced it, so...
It has been enforced, and it wasn't enforced recently because I was caring less and less about the fact. I just didn't really care about the drama going on there. However, some people did make it clear that that it was problematic, and I understand where those people are coming from, and I agree. It's just that I just didn't want to have to deal with it, and so we've come up with a solution, which I think is pretty darn creative, at helping people deal with this, which will avoid banning people. The solution here is to try to avoid, you're rolling your eyes. Now, I don't really understand why you think this is such a bad idea. Mark, you say you think it's a good idea.
I think it's brilliant.
The amplifiers have been praising it quite a bit, and so it's actually turned into another amp perk. And
I like the idea of amp perks. I'm an administrator, so it doesn't matter, but I'm also an amplifier, and I can totally appreciate all that. But I don't know. I don't agree with the, offensive material bit.
So you think that that people should be able to just post the N-word all over the BBS and nothing should be done about it?
Well, they only do that when you guys get your panties in
a
twist.
No, they don't. They were doing it for weeks and weeks, and it never stopped until finally I said, cut it out. And then one of the parties decided to stop. So then we instituted after I said stop and it was stopped, then we instituted this new rule which allows amplifiers the ability to control their posts, their threads, actually. So if you are a Free Talk Live amplifier, you can go on the BBS, start a new thread anywhere on the forum, and then anybody that replies to that thread is subject to you deleting them. So if they say something that you, for whatever
not
reason...
Not them, but their
posts.
Comments.
Thank you. If they say something that you don't think belongs in your thread, because a lot of the problems with the forum has been that people will go off topic, that's not an offensive thing. It, I mean, not offensive in general, but
it's an unmoderated BBS.
I understand that. And now it's still in a virtually unmoderated BBS, except the individuals that are using it, who are amplifiers, have total control over the threads that they create.
Shouldn't they? I mean, I guess I have some kind of quasi-moderator status. I don't know. I'm slightly better than a regular BBSer, but not as good as a moderator. And I go in and I delete people's posts on my threads that have nothing to do with what's going on. I've done it before, and I think it's a great idea.
Right. It gives the amplifiers the ability to control the sort of the demeanor of the thread that they're on. Because one of the other problems with the Free Talk Live BBS in the past has been that you'll start a thread with one intent. You know, you'll maybe be asking a question or talking about libertarian books or whatever the issue might be that you started the thread for, and then all of a sudden the trolls come in and they derail the thread going off into la-la land.
This happened last week. There was some guy who came on and, you know, a newbie kind of introduced himself and said that he wanted to know what the amplifier forum was about, or excuse me, the amplifier, what amp money went to. And the first post was something that had nothing to do with it. You know, just essentially they went and they berated this guy, you know, drug him over the coals for asking what amplifier money was used for.
And that's fine.
By the time someone answered his question, he hated us.
Yeah,
he
and
hated
nobody
us
is
because of the BBS.
And nobody is proposing regulating
that. Yeah,
but
that was John Hansen.
No, there was no proof of that. Nobody, in fact, there was no evidence whatsoever to point to that. It was just paranoid kookery. Anyway, so nobody is proposing that offensiveness will be banned or anything like that. In fact, this new policy, we've got a new policy in place where people that are doing racist things will not be banned outright. They will instead be demoted to the S-head status. We have an S-head status on the forum. You have to really push it to get to the point of being an S-head. But now, instead of banning people outright, they'll be demoted and given a chance to think about what it is that they've done.
Now you think about what
yes,
you've done.
That's
here.
Right. It's my sandbox, and I have said, and we have decided on these rules. And if you want to play in the virtually unmoderated sandbox, there are a few rules that we ask you to abide by. Just a few. Really, it's not a lot of rules. No racism. No spamming. I mean, that's pretty much it. So there. It's because I don't think it. If you're showing up for the very first time on the BBS,
no threats of violence.
That's another one. If you're showing up for the very first time on the BBS and you see all of this hate being spewed just because a couple of guys wanted to f around with the moderators, then it could
That's exactly why.
It could really leave you a bad taste in your mouth. You might think things that you shouldn't think. And I know, Julie, you're going to say, well, they should understand it's virtually
unmoderated. What about porn, though? What if
you can't see porn when you're just looking at the list of the topics?
Well, can I start a topic that says hot naked ladies all
Absolutely.
Over the place?
You better believe you can.
Well, some people find that offensive.
I don't really care about that. It's my forum.
It's an amp perk.
It's my forum, and I find racism offensive. I think it's despicable, and I don't want it in my digital sandbox. Porn, I don't give a flip about. This is naked people having fun. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So a new policy in effect on the BBS. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, and also want to invite you to visit our friends over at SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, SACL CAI. As we continue talking about, well, whatever you want, we've begun, or actually last segment we spent some time discussing the new bulletin board system, I guess, rule. There's really not a lot of rules on the Free Talk Live BBS, but we have now allowed Free Talk Live amplifiers the extra power to have total control over what posts are allowed after they post on the BBS. And I know Johnson is on the line. You're the guy that came up with the idea, so all credit to you here, Johnson. You're on the amp line. Your thoughts?
Right, and I just, you know, I know that there are going to be some people out there who are going to blame me and say that this is all, you know, well, racist speech, and that's what the whole idea of this thing is. And I know you kind of attached it to that in your announcement that you made about it, but I don't, you know, when I came up with the idea, that wasn't really the intention. I do think that the racism that's going on is a bit of a problem, and I'll touch on that. I think some of the important points that you made are that I think what's really good about this is that people, the ampers, can keep their threads on track. I think that's the most important thing, is that, you know, regardless of just racism and porn and trolling with whatever, there's also just a lot of stuff on the BBS where it goes that, that people will just intentionally derail threads. And I think it's nice, you know, a nice perk for the emperors that start their own threads to be able to keep their threads the way they want them to be and to have that sort of control. And it's not necessarily just about, you know, controlling free speech, which I think another important point to be made is that, you know, would you allow some random homeless person or whatever, just some crazy person wander into your house and start screaming racial epithets and, you know, flinging their feces into the corner and doing whatever they want in your own home? No.
Certainly not.
And, you know, this, you know, it's not necessarily a public place. You know, it's open, but it's not a government-owned, you can do whatever you want, free speech should be the rule kind of thing. It's, you know, it's our forum, and there should be at least some sort of decorum for to help bring new people in.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of decorum at the Free Talk Live BBS. It's an adult, it's a very adult place. You are warned when you come in there. There's no doubt about that. Julia was raking me over the coals during the break about how, what's the big deal, she says, about racism. And I said, well, you know, it's a big deal to me, that's all, and it's my forum. Isn't that good enough of a reason?
Right, and I think two other things that should be made, you know, the points that should be made about that is that, one, the one thread, I guess, there are two threads that people want to attribute with why I came up with this idea. And one is there was an argument over the Free State Project a while back, which was actually a forum that I started, so I could have done, you know, and I don't know if I put it in the hijack free zone, but about the FSP, and just some people were being very negative on the FSP. And then another forum that I deleted was, you know, I don't mind racist humor, jokes, whatever. I'm pretty open about comedy. You know, I like comedy. I like freedom of speech there. But when someone starts a thread titled The Countdown to the First N President, it's just blatant hatred. It's not, it wasn't, you know, meant to be funny.
I don't know that it's
just meant to be
offensive. Hatred,
see,
it's just nasty.
I don't know. To me, that I don't really find that very offensive. I don't know. And I am not a racist person at all, but I just, words to me are just words.
That's good. And that's
here's
generally
how. I don't personally find it all that offensive either. I'm not offended by racism, but there are people that are.
But there
and
are people that are offended by all kinds of things.
I find it nasty,
right,
personally. It doesn't offend me. That's why I left it alone for so long when there was this this glut of racism on the BBS, where these two particular, a handful of people there were just posting as much racist nastiness as they possibly could, just to see if they could, you know, push the line and see if they could get into some sort of issue with me. I left it alone because it was like, well, they're just, you know, they're just joking. I know these guys. They've been around. They're just trying to push the line. We'll leave them alone. It'll boil, you know, it'll boil down. Everybody will be fine. It'll go away. But it didn't go away, and I kept getting complaints, and I got complaints from more than just one person, and so I felt like, all right, you know, it's gone far enough.
For every complaint you get, 10 people stopped going to the BBS.
That's a possibility, yeah, and it's,
right,
you know, it's gone far enough, and so something had to change.
The other thing that should be mentioned is that, and I don't want to talk too much on it, but there is another show out there intentionally trying to confuse themselves with this show.
Wait a minute. Is that show still around? I think the host of that show shot himself, didn't he?
I don't know.
He killed himself and his wife. That show you're talking about that essentially borrowed our name, which, you know, I don't care. Whatever. Go ahead and use our name. Try to be the more popular Free Talk Live if you want. But these guys were essentially white nationalists doing a show by the same name as ours. And, yes, I agree with you. I certainly would not want to be confused with those people because the archives are still out there on the Internet. But the last time I did a search and tried to pull up to see if they'd done any shows, they hadn't done any since that guy killed himself. Even though they had multiple hosts, they probably could have kept it going. It doesn't seem like they did. I haven't checked it in several months. But, yeah, you know, karma came back to get that dude. He ended up killing his wife and killing himself.
I'm not sure that was karma, but
I would say it is.
I think there were multiple co-hosts, and I think one of them, at least, is still alive because I had considered debating the guy a long time ago, and I had added him to my Skype because I was going to do an interview with that show and just sort of kind of trash on racism in contrast with freedom. And I have seen that nickname online, so I do believe one of their hosts is still kicking.
Right, and I'd like to point something else out about the racism rule on the BBS. This is all, again, over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's not to say that talking about racism is banned. If you want to talk about racism as an issue, that's fine. That's just a conversation. It's just, you know, the nastiness that nasty racism against somebody because of the color of their skin, that sort of thing, that is just so I just find it so despicable and so distasteful. And there's no conversation to be had there. It's just hurtful to people.
Small.
Yeah, it really is. Any other thoughts, Johnson?
You know, I think that the biggest the thing that should be left off is that that's not what this change is about. You know, and it's this change doesn't give amplifiers board-wide moderation power.
No.
In other words, they can't control all threads. They
only can control the threads that they created.
Right. I think something happened with our connection there with Johnson. Thank you for the call. Exactly.
I'm not against amp perks. Like I said, I mean, I think that amp perks are a good thing. I just think that this is a little blown out of proportion.
I don't understand why you're saying that, because nothing was done for a long time, and the problem continued. We solved the problem with a tiny change.
I don't think it was really a problem until recently again. It had died down for a long time until someone got them all riled
weeks.
Up again.
You're talking about weeks.
No,
recently.
I'm not talking about weeks. I'm talking about a long time.
It's been going on for weeks. The problem has been going on for weeks. I've been trying to ignore it because I just don't care that much. But some people do care, and I understand their concerns. It was the original reason why I created the no racism rule on the BBS in the first place, because I find it distasteful. I don't want people to think that Free Talk Live is endorsing such ignorant behavior. That's all.
Well, Free Talk Live doesn't endorse anything on the BBS.
I understand
though.
That, Julia, and it's pretty clear. I would hope that's pretty clear to people. But that said, it is out there in the open, and some people, it's just a matter of being concerned.
One guy last week or the week before went on there, asked about amp perks, and by the end of the third, you know, the third page of the thread was, you know, hating us because of what went on. So,
but his tone was kind of sarcastic and nasty. Did you actually read the whole thread?
I didn't read the entire thread, but he started out somewhat sarcastic, but someone could have answered his question. And then, you know, what's there to be sarcastic about? Instead, they throw rocks at him and, you know, do all kinds of stuff. If you have an unregulated piece of land, it turns into a crap hole. Just go to a park in an inner city. If you have an unregulated BBS, this is a great way to self-regulate.
More on the way here. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control, bring up anything. If you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we would ask that you become Free Talk Live amplifiers. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about how amplifiers have a brand new perk, which allows them to control their threads that they create on the Free Talk Live forum, therefore making it so that they can't be hijacked in unfortunate ways that they might have not originally intended. Plus, amplifiers get access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. There's a whole lot of other reasons to become an amplifier, and one of those reasons is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country and get new internet listeners on board with the program so more people can be exposed to the message of freedom and liberty. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. And again, that is amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you know, we actually haven't talked about old Cindy Sheehan for a while on this program. She's an interesting character. We've had her on Free Talk Live in the past briefly as a guest because, well, you know, the woman's got some cojones. She's put her butt on the line. She's been arrested several times for standing up for what she believes in, and I've got a lot of respect for somebody that's willing to take risks like her. And so there's a bit of an update about her situation today, and that is that, in case you haven't heard, she is running for political office, I guess, out in California against the what's her name, the Pelosi woman?
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, so
but
Pelosi,
I think that's over, right? I mean, she lost.
It's over? Well, I don't know about that.
That's right. She decided to go independent to run. I'm sorry.
It does not appear to be over.
She ran in the primary and then went independent.
I see. Okay. Well,
as I recall.
So the allegations here from Cindy's blog. Now, I don't support Cindy for Congress. I think that she's just another statist. So politically, don't agree with what she has to say. But all that said, still an interesting lady and somebody worth paying some attention to. And here's what's going on, her allegations of what's going on in her campaign. She says, the past few weeks have been a little strange at Cindy for Congress, and I guess things that have been happening could just be coincidences or a run of bad luck, but the climate for the possibility of campaign hanky-panky certainly exists. Campaigns have been compromised since the beginning of campaign history, but these days, with legal warrantless wiretapping and political party conventions sponsored by AT&T and the constant call of all hail to my political party and obeisance to the bankers above what's good for our country, maybe what's been happening on my campaign isn't coincidental or Mercury retrograde or whatever. Starting with the necessity of changing a light bulb in my hotel phone, or bugging my hotel phone at the DNC, while I was out of the room, Cindy for Congress has had an increasing number of attacks. 2 weeks ago, is she being paranoid or is this stuff really happening? 2 weeks ago, we were begged by organizers of a radical music festival called We the People, forbade me from speaking after having begged me to be there. An article in LA Beat said that the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villarreoso, was involved in the decision to silence my voice. Not only did we go down to LA at our own expense, but we also took an entire day of valuable campaign time to do so. The past week, though, has been incredibly trying. First of all, we had to file a restraining order against a former volunteer whom, with hindsight, we now know was probably spying on us for the Pelosi camp. After we let this person go, his emails to us became increasingly hostile and threatening. After that happened, the taillights in our campaign mobile, were busted out. And the campaign mobile apparently has Cindy for Congress signs all over it. Pictures of it were in an AP story. Toward the end of the week, four young men walked into our office, and they were acting quite suspiciously as they pretended to be registering to vote. One of our interns was helping them when I heard her yell, "No! Stop!" I heard an awful noise and ran out of my office to see the young men run off. They had grabbed one of our computers and beat our intern over the head when she tried to stop them.
How awful.
Our front windows are almost totally covered with signs and posters, and it would be hard to see what we have from across the street. We did, thankfully, recover the computer, which has sensitive material on it, and we're even more thankful that she's okay. After several days of harassment, I got home late one night to discover a jury summons in my mailbox, and I've been summoned to jury duty the week of, you guessed it, the elections. The final weird thing happened on Saturday night. We had scheduled a group of robocalls to go out at 10:30 on Monday, October 13th, at 10:30 that Saturday night, we started getting phone calls and emails blasting us for sending out the calls at 10:30 p.m. on a Saturday night, which is not only illegal, but extremely annoying.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
The company had approached us to donate 10,000 calls to us and then was charging us a small fee for the rest of the calls. 38,000 early absentee voters received this call, and my office has been overwhelmed with angry voters who won't be voting for me now, and some of the goodwill that we have been building here in San Francisco for the last year went down the drain in just a few minutes. Was it just a glitch in the system, as the owner of the robocall company claims, or overt sabotage of the campaign? Isn't it sad that we have to be so paranoid about all of this? To be sure, our office is in a rough part of town, but the frequency of the harassment is certainly intensifying. She says the stakes are high, and I have a feeling that they won't stop at anything to assure that the tyranny of incumbency continues. So, kind of interesting allegations there. Maybe some of it was coincidence. Maybe it was all coincidence. Or maybe people are really sabotaging Cindy Sheehan's campaign from the inside out and from the outside in at the same time. Is it possible?
Is it possible that people that are in politics are managing to get their back scratched by people that they can benefit? I'd say so.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and I figured it'd be a good night to bring this up.
It didn't seem like that Nancy Pelosi was going to lose her seat to Cindy Sheehan to me, so as far as I'm concerned, any underhanded tactics by the Pelosi campaign are very, very small-minded. Who knows? It's awful.
Cindy's probably got a little bit more name recognition than the average competitor in a political race.
Sure.
So maybe they felt threatened and they wanted to ensure that Pelosi would win. But I thought this might be an interesting story to bring up tonight, Julia, because you had a bit of experience in the realm of running a campaign, and you have some idea. I mean, it was a little campaign here in Keene, New Hampshire. So.
And it was the most traumatizing experience of my life.
What do you mean by that?
It was terrible. They were calling me and coming to see me and harassing me at work. And
who's they?
A variety of people, mostly media, and I say that with quotations around it because it was pretty clear who the media was voting for, with the exception of Free Minds TV. But I don't know. I felt really uncomfortable during the entire thing.
Well, and they tried to make it so you would feel uncomfortable. As you might recall, if you were listening to the show back in 2007 when this all happened, you may recall that there were some attack pieces put out against you. I mean, simply because you were running for office, the...
Yeah, somebody went digging, pulled up quotes about me using LSD in the past on the, like, from a BBS that were several years old, and I don't care if anybody knows that. Like, that doesn't make me uncomfortable.
Right, but they tried to be as nasty as they possibly could.
Yeah, they tried to be as nasty as they possibly could, and that's basically what they could pull up on me, was that I did drugs when I was a teenager.
Right, and they spread that information, they spread that hate blog, essentially, to as much of the local media and the doers in Keene as they possibly could to, you know, to smear you as much as possible. Now, if you'd actually had a campaign in which they could have infiltrated and done some nasty things too, they may have done that. So who knows? Maybe because your campaign was so simple is one of the reasons why there wasn't as much nastiness going on. I mean, we did have the attack blog, and then there was also what was that? There was also another attack. Oh, it was when the government threatened you with throwing you in prison for 3 to 7 years because you were offering to give your paycheck back to the voters.
Yeah.
Now, the government people in Concord would not have gotten wind of that if somebody hadn't sent them the information.
An anonymous tipster.
Exactly.
It was most likely my opponent or one of his friends.
Yeah, precisely. So they were doing everything they could to rain on your little political parade, and it's one of the reasons. It was some of those things are the reasons why you aren't going to go and do it again. You're not interested in giving it another shot because of just the nastiness of the political campaign process.
Yeah, who wants that? Who wants that for their life?
Nobody does. I don't blame her for it at all. And of course, since then, I've become more sort of attuned to the market-based activism. I'm even considering going and unregistering to vote. I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know why.
Know why you would waste your time.
Yeah.
Well, the reason would be to explore the idea. Russell Canning had gone in to try to see if that was possible, but they arrested him. But that was not, it was on a different issue. It was on a child support.
Just saying.
And so they
it's just a waste of time.
Yeah, that just
seems
like a waste of time. Who cares?
Well, the reason
just don't vote.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that, but the reason would be to make it very clear that you are opting out of the system. That okay,
this
I'm out of here.
This is such a dumb argument.
Yeah.
Look, you don't get to elect people. It doesn't have anything to do with that. You have a vote. You either vote or you don't vote. They put politicians in whether you vote or not. The idea of withdrawing from the system is a complete waste of time.
Well,
why
I don't know if I agree.
These people?
I don't know if I agree with that being a waste of time. Hour two
really,
is coming
what's
up.
Prove?
Well, we'll come back and talk about it. Hour two is on the way. Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.